teams are right with me. Dream teams are right. Oh yeah. I'm Roy. Okay, it's just Roy. I'm lucky enough to be here with Warnie,
coach of the Warn
Dogs. And Calvinator.
And Calvin.
I'm out of the green. And the dog is wearing it.
Wow, you don't sound too happy, dog.
I'm not bloody in it. I'm covered in it. I'm head to toe in green.
Shrek.
Bloody from vomit all over myself. Like the... Nah, not good. Terrible round for me. Oh, you want me to talk about it now?
Yeah, hit me up.
All right, I had bloody 1974. That was about when you were born, wasn't it, V8? Bloody,
oh, it was some of your best.
It was terrible. It dropped me down back to 700th. I seem to be bouncing around those numbers. Yeah. I had a good week. Bad week, good week, bad week. Anyway, so this was a bad week. Had a lot of trash in my team, but yeah, so I'm in the green. Yep, good work. All right, V8, you're the next best scorer.
21-10 for the old Vate. And I'll tell you what, there's some dud scores in that as well that need to go this week. But yeah, pushing my way towards the top 10,000, which isn't bad considering...
1,800 spots off, that'd feel good.
Yeah, no, well, it does considering the shit that I've had in my team this year. So I'm chipping away... Troy, you top the list.
Shit players or shit luck?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Best team on paper, though, apparently.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. I went all right, considering. I got 2150 or so, which I didn't chase the Watson captain loophole, which would have pumped me over 2-2. That would have been nice. So
would have been very handy.
I would have bragged if I got that, but I'm not bragging.
Nearly
and I'm
got about you inside the top 2,000, which you have done a magnificent effort. You're up to 2130 now.
I'm getting
overall.
There. I am
so
getting
up
there.
Another 700 odd positions.
Climb him in.
Keep climbing. Yeah,
it's good.
You can still win this thing.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I can get respectable. I can get respectable.
Easy.
All right, Calvinator, you can kick us off with your plus three for this week.
Oh, I'm going Ryan O'Keefe, my second biggest scorer with 116, doing it every week for me at the moment, averaging 125 in his last three.
Wow.
Killing it, and just quietly.
Jeez.
I'm excited. He plays Melbourne this week.
Oh, you beauty.
I can
he could go back-to-back plus threes.
He could easily do it. Yeah. Easily. Troy, who'd you go with?
The attack dog.
Oh,
Ryan Griffin came in through default and kaboom.
Tell the story.
This is amazing. This was... Okay, so we did our DT Talk Live on Thursday night.
Yep.
Pulled up a little bit dusty Friday.
Very dusty.
Friday evening, got to fix up the teams. Had a look at... I thought, hang on, who's projected well? I'll just see what it looks like. You know, I've always got the reverse. Hungover brain not thinking. There's no reverse button. So I've gone and got attack dogs in. Messaged the boys and said, oh, what do you reckon? Is attack dogs a stupid move? Warnie goes, ah, no, try your luck. Should be all right. Calvin goes, hate to say it, shit move. And I went, oh, yeah, I'll get him back out. Next minute, no reverse trade. Attack dog, member of Destroy. 136 he got
me. He was good.
He was amazing.
Pretty solid debut by Ryan Griffin in your side.
He's been plus three.
It was a good one.
My plus three, well, I'm going to say a guy that I bought in this week, finally got him back, Bryce Gibbs. He had 119, so pretty good, especially in those conditions too, up there in Sydney where it was built.
Yeah, it was a worry. It was a worry. Versus Sydney and raining.
Yeah, so that was good. So, yeah, plus three. I'll go straight into the negative three. And even though I've given Joel Selwood one of these before, I'm not going to give him another one.
Oh, sharing it.
38. It's bloody negative 15, I should be giving him for that.
That's disgusting.
Bloody pathetic. Who cares about the Crowley tag? But I'm going to go, this is sort of interesting, going to go back the other way.
Oh.
Gibbs, I bought in for the plus three. Cloak.
Yeah.
I bought him in for a negative three. Cloakey this week. He has 63.
You've got to expect that from Cloakey, though.
I got a little bit excited, though. I chirped a bit earlier. I probably put the mockers on.
Yeah.
I think he kicked the first
goal
of the game.
He did.
So he was sitting on about 15 points with about 3 minutes in. And I'm going, you're healthy.
Yeah.
And then that turned into absolute trash.
That, you've got to expect that
that's
from
the
him, don't you?
That's
we've had that, Roy, for the majority of the year.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
It is.
It made me sit there when I was watching his score. I was questioning whether my crazy Friday afternoon thoughts of getting in Colin Sylvia might have been worth it. But
I wouldn't go that far.
Anyway. So, Cloakey gets my negative three, so one good one in, one bad one in as well. What?
Look, all right. My negative three went to Burgon. Burgon, get the hell out of my team, you muppet.
He has been awful.
He's like rotten.
Back-to-back 40s or something, hasn't he?
I think it's a three-peat.
Oh, he is just an absolute twit.
Isn't he? The only kicks he gets are kick-outs from behind.
Oh.
Now, the stats went nuts on Sunday afternoon where the bloody champion data thing went down.
Yep.
So what sort of score jump did he have once it was updated after about three quarters?
I think he might have even gone down.
I don't know.
Really nice.
He's a muppet. Get him out of your team if you've got him.
Is he a chance to go out for you?
He has to go out. I can't sit there with that happening. 40. Like, jeez, Horvat gets more than 40.
Oh, yeah. And the line bet.
Oh, I know, you killed me.
He tried hard. He was really
close.
Got there.
He was close. Oh, yeah, I actually, I put Burgoyne on my bench this week.
Yeah. See, that's what you do.
I know, Turlick I put on instead of him.
Destroying some form at the
that
moment.
That sort of broke, that breaks traditional destroy rules it doing does. Things like that.
New school but, DT, our new school.
Yeah, well, it worked for me. -3 this week. I feel dirty doing it, but
don't.
I'm going to have to say it.
Who?
Loophole was there to be done. I just said, no, I'm not going to get pretty. No, it wasn't even greed that did it for me, to tell you the truth. It was the fact I thought there was no way I would lose more than 15 to 18 points, and I wasn't prepared to risk a late withdrawal donut.
Yes.
So
yes.
I just backed in Swanee. Bloody oath, Swanee.
That's...
I know what he did over his 2 weeks off.
What?
Sank piss and ate heaps. He looked that heavy and slow and off the boil.
That first half when he was running through the midfield.
Yeah.
That was awful. And then sitting up forward, which sends us to...
Bloody coaches.
Oh, it is so
coaches
frustrating
in
the moment.
AFL. Let's start with them. Buckley. Sitting the pig in the forward line... for that amount of time is a joke.
He's not going to run his hangover out sitting in the forward line, is he?
You can't sit. We can't have Swanee as captain until we are more convinced that he's going to start getting pig time in the middle.
Exactly, and that's what he needs. But he did have some pig time in the middle in the first half.
His first half, there was no excuse.
No.
But that second half, we needed those.
But the
kicks across the back half, the half back line. Mark kick. Where were they?
And I'll tell you what's not here. The pig. I didn't even bring it out. I'm disgusted.
Oh, I didn't want it in the room. Yeah.
Look, well, while we're talking coaches, what about Michael Vox?
Wow.
Rocky.
He's killing our Rocky.
He's killed Rocky.
Killed him. Absolutely slaughtered him. Now, Rocky, he told us, we interviewed him the other day. I averaged 29 touches, 30 touches, just dominated, absolutely killing it earlier on. And he had that cracker game against West Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
So why is he being sat for?
I don't know.
He mustn't have him in his dream team or something because... unlucky.
Well,
poor
Rocky,
unlucky.
I'm getting tweets about him. People are saying, do I trade out Rocky? Well, no, I'm not never going to say it because I've got a crush on him. But, like, realistically...
See more of that on our show this week too.
At some point, he's got to go.
Yeah, well...
At some point, he's got to go.
He's no longer the walk up there, is he?
Look, while we're also talking about other things that... Well, topics for the week. Defenders. Is Turlick a keeper in your back line?
Well, I think he has to be.
Oh, no.
He's producing better numbers than most of my blokes back there. Not even just a couple of them, most of them back
there.
Well,
in his last three games, he's averaged 95. He's averaged 86 in his last five. Here's a question for you, Destroy.
Yep.
Out over the course of the season, where does he rank, have a guess, at what position... for a defender on average.
A defender on average?
Yep, for the season.
Sixth?
You will be shocked
when
I tell you 27th.
What?
Yeah, 27th. So he's averaged 79
for
the year.
Are you serious?
79 for the year. We've just forgotten about what he did at the start.
It's that last three rounds.
It's his last three rounds, averaging 95. Everyone's like, wow, well, maybe he's a keeper.
Wow.
And
that's
a good thought. Like,
well, he really is because
he's
played two games under Neil Craig.
Yes.
All of a sudden, he's backed up 2 tons. Neil is saying, I want the pill in your hands. Run off your man and go and get it.
Big job.
A keeper.
It's a great call. So we've got to think about these defenders now. Like, what is our best six that we can have at the moment? I think, let's think about the top three. They're probably no-brainers.
Yeah,
you've
got to
say Goddard, Hep, and Gibbsy.
Like,
yep.
Everyone's got them. They are our no-brainers. But who's going to make up the rest of it? Like, who would we get there? What do you reckon, Calvin?
Well, I've done a little bit of number crunching over the last bit. Your boy, Roy.
Yes.
Ibo.
Yes.
Ibbotson. Oh, my God.
Ibbotson has to be in it. He's averaged 106 in his last three. He's had 500s this year.
Yeah.
He's got a good run coming up. and his lowest score this year, and it sounds bad, but it's only 65.
Yeah.
Right? And that's his worst score this year is 65. So he has to be in the mix.
A couple of weeks ago when I had him in my top draft, top picks for the week, Ibo, I said, get him for three out of his next four games. Expect a bit of mess this week, that week against Geelong down at Skilled Stadium.
And smoked
he
it.
Pushed out 95.
Yep.
That was where I was saying, be prepared for that 60 to 70. Nah.
Yep, so he has to sit there with those other boys.
He does.
And another guy that I like, slightly controversial, Malcheski.
Oh, yeah.
Really like Malcheski. He had 71 last week in the wet.
Mm.
Before that, 97, 97. That 71 last week was his lowest in his last six.
Yeah, he's been really consistent.
So I think he will feature for us as well. Got a couple of other guys there too, Dog, that...
I was looking at a couple there.
Yeah.
And I had Roy's team in my mind. I thought, hang on, what Roy's doing must be working.
Yep.
So I looked at two of the biggest veterans in the league back
then. Oh, God.
However, looking at them, Corey Enright, his last three matches has been 103, 80, and 90.
Yep.
He's averaging near 90 for the year.
Yep. Yep.
So he's pretty good. And he's played all the games. That's probably the concern that he's
that
played
is the
every
big
game.
Concern.
Because he will have a rest coming up at some
so
stage.
Look at a guy like him. What score do you settle with from your defenders, Roy?
75 is par for me.
Then Enright's right on your menu, bro, because his lowest score is 80 in his last 9 games this year, and he's got 400s in that.
Mm.
That's
so
huge.
That's massive.
I must admit, I have been looking at him, but my back line is set as long as I'm happy with Turlick there.
Well, look, what about Bo Waters and Dog? Your boy, since coming back... Since coming back, he's gone 88 and 90. He's got a break-even of 89 this week.
So you're probably not going to get him at a much cheaper price, really.
No.
This is about where it's at. If you want to get him, get him. Has he had enough of a rest? He probably has over those last few weeks. Will he back up now and go, all right? Well, I think he will, because I think, from memory, last year his back half of the season was his best. Like, he was awesome. Yep. So... God, he's a good option, really.
And it's just that other people...
He's a premium.
Other people have jumped on guys like Hanley, who he hasn't gone over 85 in his last three.
Since I've had him.
Other people have jumped on Hibbard.
I've had him all year, but yeah, he's gone down.
Hasn't got over 90 in his last three. These guys just aren't getting it done like they
were. At the moment, because Turlick doesn't sit in my last spot at the moment because he looks good... my last one is Ellis. Now, Ellis has been out of form.
Is it game over for him?
No, it's certainly not. No. And he has just about the highest ceiling out of all the defenders, almost.
Yeah, well, like he had 70-something last week, and I just looked at it and went, take that.
Yeah,
you know,
it is disappointing because we did see those big scores. But, yeah, look for him to pump out another big one.
So, to basically answer your question there, we've got Goddard, Heppel and Gibbs. I also like Ibbotson and Malcheski. And in that last spot at the moment, you just have to keep playing with Turley. He's got to sit there.
Hell yeah.
Average 85 in his last three. He could keep that for the rest of the year. Now, if he drops off like he did at the start, then, of course, you're looking at a few other options. And, you're in right, especially if he gets a rest.
Oh, another veteran, Bob Murphy.
Oh, my
have
goodness.
Have you seen what he's been doing? 113, 84, 94 in his last three. He's averaging 87 or so. He's a veteran. He's getting the job done. I've got him in my ultimate footy team, actually, and he's been pretty solid for me.
Couldn't do it, but, he's had 100 this year.
He could fit in Roy's team.
He would fit into Roy's old man team.
He certainly could.
He's had 100 this year.
Banging the door down. But...
lowest of 75 in his last seven.
Wow.
So, he's hitting those numbers. You look at him and go, that's fine. No big hundreds, but, geez, he's getting it done.
All right, now I'm going to start looking at some trades for this week, and I think in most people's cases... you need to be downgrading somewhere because there are a truckload of options this week. And, it might be a huge truck, but there's a few options there. So you've got a couple
of Maybe a
minivan. Now, the big one on everyone's lips because he's the most traded in player so far is Mitch Clisby from the Demons.
Yep.
So he is valued at 89. So he's pretty much that absolute basement price. Defender, he's had 70 and 72. His break even is negative 84. You know, it's kind of a no-brainer, really, if you're going to get rid of You could get rid of your Jacko Thurlow back there.
Yep.
Your Staker.
Sean Burgoyne for me.
Yeah, you could downgrade one of those.
Oh, yeah.
That could be the thing. They've got Sydney this week. I guess that can't be too much of a concern because if you're getting him, hopefully you're not putting him on your ground.
No.
So he's going to increase a fair bit in value. Now, other guys there to look at in the midfield, Lachlan Hunter, we thought about him a couple of weeks ago, but the guy that's gone massively under the radar, so Hunter I'm putting a cross through because of his vest, is Brad McKenzie from
North
Melbourne.
Who's this fresh meat you're speaking of, Doc?
Well, this fresh meat's worth $108,000. He had a vest in his first game, you know, that's pretty common.
Yep, yep.
But he had 54.
When did he come
in less than half a game.
All right.
Then he came out this week and had 82 in his game.
Did he?
So,
get him in.
With that break even of negative 66,
wow,
he is a better option than most of these guys that we've seen coming through, you think, and with North Melbourne, should get a fair chance, do you think?
Yeah.
Especially when you've got guys like Lindsay Thomas out for a couple of weeks.
I like it.
So I do like that. The other one there is Joe Danaher. Obviously, he didn't play last week. You'd think he's a fair chance to come in. So he costs a little bit more money than most of the others with $143,000. But he scores a 60 and 84, negative 52. Another time to get rid of a bit of that dead weight rookie you might have on your forward bench. Just even if you got 50, 100 grand out of someone, that might be worth doing. Now, my interesting trade of the week this week.
Oh, my God. Horvat.
No, you don't want to be looking at him, but you might do some DPP to do it. Right, here, bear with me with this. Now, we're playing Blicker at the moment.
Yeah.
Roy, you got him at ruck two, like me.
Yeah.
Now, did you know that Dawson Simpson, his rucking teammate down there at Geelong, had 96 on the weekend?
No.
All right, so he had a pretty solid score, isn't it?
Good effort.
Blicker was pretty average, I think he had a 50-odd or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dawson Simpson is $175,000, so more than most rookies.
Yes.
But with a break-even of negative 40. You can make yourself a fair bit of coin by going over 150 grand by going Blicker down to him for what I would say is potentially the same player. So as a bit of a downgrade, that could be a good way to get yourself a bit of cash.
Yep.
Stepping stone to maybe get in that second ruck in a couple of weeks' time by going Dawson Simpson to them.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's one to think about because Blicker, his break-even's at 67 now. So, you know, he's probably going to start leaking a few points, a few dollars, and probably points as well because, you know, he's shown he's got a little bit of a ceiling, but, I don't know. Old Dawson Simpson could be an option. Interesting prospect.
So if I was to pick out of those guys this week, Dog, who would you have? Like, let's say I've got the luxury, I can get any of those guys in because I'm just after some money. Forget who I've got there. But out of those guys you've got, who would be your top picks?
I think Clisby has to be.
Yeah.
He's probably got good job security because he is at the Demons.
Yep. And he's played two games.
Yeah.
How many games has the new coach coached?
Exactly.
Good one, Troy.
He's gone bang. Where's he been all year?
Yeah.
I like
Great
him.
Great work.
Yeah. The other one then, it's tough. Joe Danaher will probably be, he's a really good option, but I think he might be managed a fair bit during the year as well. And you're paying that bit of extra cash. So maybe to save the cash, Brad McKenzie, I reckon he's a really good option there in that midfield. So at 108, and we've probably got some midfielders. Now, Calvin, I've looked at your rabble of a team.
Yeah.
And you've got guys sitting in the midfield, like Rovat, and also Kane Mitchell. So Kane Mitchell.
Don't need them.
No, you don't need them. But, you know, cash them out and get those. Get in old McKenzie there for that one. But yeah, I'd probably go Clisby, then McKenzie. But I'm half considering my little Dawson Simpson little
thing. You do like it, Doug.
I just think it's a little bit smart. And this is how we play this game in 2013 with this bloody all these trades. This is what we do.
I don't know if we resort to desperation of getting Dawson Simpson. but we do things slightly different.
I don't know. Maybe that's one of the stupidest things. We might delete this last 3 minutes.
You like it, do you, Calvin?
Do it, Dog.
Do you play warning this week, do you?
We're owing one.
All right, now, Calvin, you've already been thinking about your captains this week. After, you've had a little bit of a chat there about Swanee. You know, he was your number one option.
Yep.
And, poor old Roy didn't take the 122 and miss out some points.
Yep.
What are you going to give us this week? Someone that's going to score over a ton?
I'm going to do my best, Dog.
Yeah.
Now, listen. Do I apologise? I don't apologise for that.
No,
it wasn't my fault.
I don't blame you.
That he had a bloody 3 week
hangover. I haven't had a crack at you. I was tempted, but I didn't.
Look, and to be honest, I got very minimal criticism.
Yeah.
And it's about time.
Tackling Tidhead.
Tackling Tidhead does that, though. And it's about time people grow up, you know, and just go, good on you, Cal. Anyway, next week, soldier on.
Anyone who watched Swanee this week couldn't have been angry at anyone other than Swanee.
Could I have done better, Roy?
Yes, you could have ran.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, unbelievable. I have never seen him
my judgment
look
on that.
Like that.
All right, so everyone this week's going to go back on Ablett. Let's face it, everyone's going to go Ablett.
Yeah.
Thing I like about Ablett this week, he plays Brisbane. Andrew Raines has tagged him for the last, like, 2 years consistently. Raines hasn't played the last 2 weeks. If Raines, and he doesn't score well against Raines. He had a 140 against him, but other than that, his scores are pretty average against him. Yep. So, if Raines
is some doubt.
Yeah, if Raines is named, I do have a question mark.
Right.
But Raines hasn't played the last 2 weeks, so I'm going to be glued to selection to see if he comes back in to do it.
Yep.
Anyway, Calvin's captain comes out before selection.
I know, so I'm very confused. I do like anyone that plays Melbourne. As I said, Ryan O'Keefe, his form, he's got good history against Melbourne. He's the kind of guy that can go 160 on these blokes.
Yeah.
Doesn't need touches to do it either. He just needs someone in front of him and two arms, and he'll wrap it
around. The only concern there is he would need Demons players to get possessions.
That's it. So, that's his only concern. In his last couple against Melbourne, he's had hundreds. So, look, but then again, is it risky after I've just had a 73 as a captain, or do I play straight back and go with the Gaz?
Well, you have to ask the Pirate.
6 p.m. I will ask him on Wednesday night. It'll be up. So, stay tuned, Doc.
Awesome. All right, last couple of things to finish off with. We're heading over to Perth in about 10 days, I think it is, from this time now. So that is for Thursday the 11th of July. We'll be doing our live show at 43 Below. It's in the city. There's some details on the website, so you can check that stuff out. We are very pumped about that. But also, don't forget, for our live show this week, we're back here at the DT Talk headquarters, and we've got some pretty awesome stuff. The best or most awesome thing is that Roy gets to have a chat and a little bit of a touch of old Rocky. So, and I just quietly, when you do watch it, I think Rocky probably enjoyed it a little bit more, which was a little bit surprising at the end of the...
Surprising to who?
Well, your obsession with him is unhealthy.
Yeah, no, it's only unhealthy if it doesn't go both ways, boys. I've told you that a million times. It's mutual respect.
Otherwise, so see what Rocky's got to say about the calls for the restraining order this week in the show. So thanks for listening, and good luck this weekend.